Hello, I'm Dana Ford, head coach of the Tennessee State Tigers men's basketball team, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of the Rebound Foundation game that takes place February 16th at the Gentry Center at 8 p.m. Central and can be seen on ESPNU. The mission of the Rebound Foundation is to provide the necessary building blocks for women and children recovering from domestic violence. You can make a contribution without being at the game at pledgeit.org, TSU Rebound Challenge. To find out more information about the Rebound Foundation, visit www.thereboundfound.org. You can also follow us on social media at the handle The Rebound Foundation. Help the Tigers stand up against domestic violence by pledging to end it.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Fantasy football season is fast approaching, and if you're looking for an edge this season, you need to contact the guys at Draft Day Consultants. The concept is a simple one. Draft Day Consultants takes your requests and connects you with one of their trusted analysts, who then guide you through your draft. Whether you just need a sounding board on decisions, or if you need them to conduct your entire draft, Draft Day Consultants has you covered. Every one of their consultants has a proven track record of success, and have conducted hundreds, even thousands of mock drafts. Thanks to this year-round research and analysis, the guys at DDC have an unmatched understanding of player values. So gain an edge on your league mates this season by hitting up DraftDayConsultants.com. That's www.DraftDayConsultants.com. Now get after it, fantasy footballers.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.
Special three-part series with Boston Hollywood here. Shout out to you in the live stream, but we have him back for the special. Our man, he's the longest-running co-host, correspondent on the Boss Man Show roster. From day one, he's been down with the show. Hollywood, Alec, what's good, Hollywood?
Yo! And we're back. It's not over, brother. Hollywood Alec in the house with the Boss Man. You know what we do best? We bring you the craziest, funniest, most ludicrous reports. You know what I'm saying? By our good folks at FUI Central. What do you think about that? You know? And we've been talking about the show. We've been getting things together. You know what I'm saying? So you know we're going to bring it to you live and in living color. The FUI report. Hollywood Al and the Boss Man. Man, what's been going on with you, Chief?
Well, I've been traveling the globe covering football, basketball, and Hollywood. Guess who I ran into this past week?
Oh, I can only imagine.
In Memphis, Tennessee, the man himself.
Our good old buddy, huh?
Yeah, and he had words for you. And me saying it's our fault, he played bad, and that we be to quit hating on him and respect his game. Respect is about, which is being the best entertainer ever in sports history.
What? Is he for real? Like, he shot 415, Chief, and then blamed it on us?
Yep.
This dude is unreal. He should have took his shirt off and swung it over his head like a helicopter so it could bring him some luck.
Exactly.
But, you know, hey, what can you say? You know, he's our guy.
Hollywood, I thought you saw that as the video where he was dapping up my man, Jesse Terry, doing the middle of a game. He got scored on. That might be his best
scored on. Like, all right. Let's just kick it for a minute right now. The bottom line is, there are times on the court where you're going to get distracted. Okay, but he was dapping a homeboy up. My man took that too early. I don't think I've ever seen that. Ever. That was new. Yeah.
Very much so.
What's going on with, you sent me something about Jamal Anderson.
Yes! That happened in Suwanee, Georgia, which is about 30 miles north of Atlanta. My man gonna pull out his willy in the middle of the quick trip. And he got banned from him. He didn't get arrested, but he got banned. I mean, my man is on, I don't know what he's on, but he gonna pull out his willy in the middle of the gas station. For real?
He was on that mojo. They should have got him some milk. Oh, yeah.
Dirty Bird being dirty.
He was on that mojo. Like, what the fuck?
And then he asked, do they, quote, take Apple Pay? Like, who takes, when does a store take Apple Pay?
Right.
And then he just pulls his junk out after that.
Yeah, oh, wow.
This report is already going to be crazy today. I see it now. We start off with J.R. Smith and Jamal Anderson. Two competing FUIs already.
Yeah, they're pretty neck and neck on this one. Because, I don't even know what to say about this. Like, he went into a convenience store at about 2 a.m. on Wednesday.
Quick trip.
Right. And he went into the store and whipped out the willy and just went for his in the store. Now, what would you... I guess he was intoxicated or something.
Had to be.
Well, they said he was intoxicated. USA Today said he was intoxicated, but he was cooperative. Man, I don't know, bro. That's new.
He needs Jesus.
He needs something.
Well, this man needs Jesus as well, bro. A California man playing our favorite game, Pokemon Go, arrested for terrorizing neighborhood with an air horn while riding naked on a bicycle.
See, I already knew going in it was going to be bad. We just started off with horrible. Like, what is this guy thinking?
He's not thinking, ever. He's not thinking.
Like, what is he thinking? All right, man. I mean, just see, ladies and gentlemen, like, usually, on a show, as you know, we start off kind of subtle and we work our way up. You understand? We're already starting off bad. Like, it's already looking downhill from here. You understand? Okay. check this out. You sent me assembly line work, right?
Uh-huh.
Arizona man arrested after Berlin Coffee Company received 33 kilos of yayo inside shipment of Brazilian coffee beans after the shipment goes south.
Wow, it sure did go south.
Woo!
It sure did go south, I would say.
What? Man. Oh, man. 33 keys, Chief. Somebody's trying to get rich. Somebody's trying to be rich forever. That's crazy. All right. A Chicago man arrested feeding dogs. Oh, Chicago man arrested feeding dogs and rats on Subway. Pills and purple drinks. Wow. To assist them in transitioning into a new level on sex games?
What? That's ridiculous.
I'm going to say that again. A Chicago man, folks, was arrested feeding dogs and rats on the subway, pills and purple drink to assist them in transitioning into a new level on a sex game.
That is preposterous at best.
I don't even know what that means. Like, it. Like, what was he doing to these rats? Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, check this out. We have a food fight. Ohio woman arrested after claiming injury over delivery of wrong pizza, which contained a load of warm ice cream. From a male power stick.
Wow.
Why?
That wording was hilarious.
Why? Man, please tell me. You got some?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple in here. Woo-wee. Florida woman arrested after cutting man with crack pipe and hiding in her box.
What?
I'll read it again. Florida woman arrested after cutting man with crack pipe and hiding in her box.
Shake my damn head. Cut the man with a hot ass crack pipe. And then, man, I want to know is who found out they was in her box first.
Exactly.
Oh, God. That reeks of just. Okay.
Here we go.
You big dummy.
We got Ruben dummy right here. New York City man arrested after being caught destroying neighborhood Christmas displays with a bow and arrow and BB gun.
Yeah, that's an FBI for real.
And it's New York City. You know who's
from New York? That was kind of.
You know who's from New York City, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got the bow and arrow and the BB gun, you know. Something like that probably, you know, it just happens. They used to happen in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? People used to tear down people Christmas decorations and all kinds of stuff. Man, shoot, that's what they used to do on Christmas. You see what we used to do on Halloween. Man, I'm telling you. Oh, man, but check this out. Crooked California cop arrest and expose a gang member after he drove a $250,000 Ferrari to work.
Wow.
So this guy, you know, a police officer, drove a $250,000 Ferrari to work, and he expected nobody to start asking questions.
Exactly.
I don't believe it. You know, what did he think was going to happen?
Exactly.
Dude, that's crazy. Okay. A Washington comedian assaulted and injured in ICU after being attacked on stage by a man claiming to be Jesus Christ with a baseball bat and sex toy over bad jokes.
Wow.
Dude, really?
That's classic.
Washington comedian assaulted and injured in ICU after being attacked on stage by a man claiming to be Jesus Christ, a baseball bat and a sex toy over bad jokes. All right. Man, what else you got, man?
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested after looking up woman's skirt in Walmart, raising it up saying, quote, give me some money and get in my Chevy.
Really?
Yes.
Get in my Chevy. What? Man. Oh. Like, who says that? The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, man. FUI is real, man. Oh, my God. Really? Ohio woman arrested after calling in a false robbery to skip out on a $20 restaurant bill due to bad service and the horrible smell of the waiter. I mean, I can dig it, but what did she call it a false robbery for?
Exactly. Like, you're asking for trouble.
Pretty much. I mean, all you had to do was just get up and skip out on the $20 restaurant bill due to bad service and the horrible smell of the waiter.
Exactly.
And that's it. Big deal. Oh, man, dude. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Check this out. Oregon man from Oregon, arrested after attempting to carjack a pregnant mother at a car wash because she reminded him of his baby mama and another woman fights him off.
Wow.
Hell hath no fury like woman scorn. That's all I have to say about that. Now, he was trying to carjack a pregnant mother. I'm surprised it wasn't a dude that got up and jumped on it. But just the fact that a woman jumped on him, she probably beat him real good. Beat the hell out of him. All right, man, what else you got, man?
A Georgia man arrested after throwing dogs out of a box at motorists during rush hour.
No. What?
Yes. Georgia man arrested after throwing dogs out of a box at motorists during rush hour.
Oh, Lord. Man, see, cats be on that new mess. Like, really? Man, you want to get caught up. I don't know. This is And you think is bad. Dude, look. Not only is this bad, but, like, I read some of those emails.
They're deplorable.
Wait till we get to that. Like, you think this is bad. This is a walk in a park compared to that crap. I'm telling you, man. Like, I'm telling you, dude. Like, for real. Like, this is a walk in a park. Anyway.
Yeah.
Look. A handcuffed Pennsylvania woman arrested after stealing cop car, leading police on a high-speed chase. And that's very believable. You've probably seen that on Cops, that other show, Adventures of the Highway Patrol. You know what I'm saying? All those other shows. Actually, I've seen it on, what was that show with John Bunnell?
I know what you're talking about.
World's Wildest Police Chase. Yeah, something like that. The World's Wildest Police Chase or something like that. Where a young lady got into, a young lady's handcuffed in the back. You know what I'm saying? Somehow she got out of the back seat, got into the front seat, put the police car in drive and just took off. It was doing good for a minute. I think she was drunk, and she was like crying and asking herself while she was driving, why am I doing this? And like really doing a good job getting with the cop too, dog. Like she was really weaving out, like losing them at some point. So I was like, dude, for real. And then she kind of like panicked on the highway, freaked out, and crashed into the median. Amazing. And was still trying to get away when the cops had her cornered. She was still trying to get away. That's a little soldier on that T.W. Samuel.
Exactly.
She was on the Mad Dog or something. An Arizona woman arrested after being caught faking cancer to get state-funded late-term abortion?
What?
Oh. An Arizona woman arrested after being caught faking cancer to get state-funded late-term abortion.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to top that one. I really don't.
Possibly. Possibly. With those emails, maybe.
Well, maybe with the emails.
I have a few here, because I got two pages in front of me right now. So
right.
It could be on these two pages in front of me right here as well.
I mean,
let's try this.
Right. Just speaking about that. Why is it that these FUIs out there that send us these emails, why is it that they choose us? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They send these goofy emails to me. We read them on the air. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like we're making you famous. I mean, is that the thing to do? Like,
exactly. Like, why can't we get a decent, I mean, your FUIs, yes, but can we get a decent email?
Yeah.
Decent email.
Right, right. I mean, I can dig it, but, you know, I mean, it's rare that we receive this, like, it's really rare that we receive a normal email. Somebody just saying, hey, Hollywood and Boss Man, you know what I'm saying? The FUI report was really jacked up from last week or whatever. Or, you know what I'm saying? We used to do it on a regular. They was going ham back then.
Yep.
Like, we're talking some years ago. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they find out that we're having a show and they just start immediately sending in these goofy-ass emails that nobody can decipher. And it's like, for our show, that's the thing to do.
Exactly. Like, we don't, we want to be able to read your emails and have a convo with you on air and break down your issue that's going to be in the FUI, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when you send us crap like you send us, we really can't help you.
Like, a good 80% of them are, they're indecipherable.
You can't read that crap.
You know what I'm saying? It's like some kind of secret code that they're trying to send us so we can make a certain type of point at the time. You know what I'm saying? Or get into some type of goofy commentary to entertain what you're trying to tell us or relate to us on these emails.
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
We read and we don't know what the hell you're saying.
You know, and the fact that I have to sit there and try to decipher these emails, it's like Egyptian. You know what I'm saying? It's like reading hieroglyphics. Would have to sit there and try to interpret what this imbecile is saying, you know, in this email.
Exactly.
You understand?
What?
And that's what's crazy about it. Like, I don't know.
Ooh. Like, as we're on the air on the live stream, I'm reading your emails and reading FBI material at the same damn time. And I don't know what's worse, Hollywood.
Did I get caught?
F you out with emails.
Dude. I don't know. It's on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get caught?
Nah, you here, bro.
Okay.
You good?
I couldn't hear for a minute. Maybe.
Nah, you good,
okay,
bro.
That's what's up. So y'all heard that commentary. I'm glad. Shit. Anyway. But, let me see. Okay, where are we at before I got into the diatribe? Okay, let me see.
Arizona woman who had that late-term abortion.
That's right. Okay, here we go. You ready? Oklahoma man arrested after stealing police cruiser and posting live video to Facebook while stopping to get a two-piece dinner for Papa. All right, man. Here we go. Busted on video. Creepy British perv arrested after flashing his junk on bus filled with women in attempt to share with them the almighty blessing of his junk.
Oh, God!
Man. Come on. Wow. It is on video.
Yo.
That is unbelievable at best. Unbelievable. Man, what you got for us, man?
Florida man arrested after claiming to be Satan and demanded a free Kia from dealership.
Hey, my name is Satan. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that Kia Sophia? Dude, that's okay. Yep.
Ooh,
okay.
And Delaware woman arrested after calling boyfriend 300 times in one day so he'll come over and give her the blessing of licking the doorbell.
That's almost as bad as getting the pipe.
Exactly.
That is ridiculous. All right. Georgia woman arrested after offering TV on Craigslist and robbing would-be buyers who refused a few rounds of sexual activity with her during pickup. Georgia woman arrested after offering TV on Craigslist and the robbing would-be buyers refused a few rounds of sexual activity with her during the victim. Right. All right, check this out. An Ohio man was arrested after wrapping 330 $1,000 worth of THC pills, hash, wax oil, and marijuana to resemble Christmas presents before loading the stash in the back of his car.
Wow.
I don't know if that was a bad idea. I mean, did he get away?
I think he did.
Dude. I mean, he had them looking like Christmas presents, unless they could really, I mean, you're not going to, unless it was some super loud, I mean, would you be able to smell it? I mean, would you know where it was coming from?
Yeah, you would be searching, but you wouldn't know really where it was at. I mean, he had a novel scheming idea that was enterprising, but execution got him in trouble.
Oh, jeez. All right, man. Massachusetts woman was arrested after beating down club bouncer after he wouldn't accept a slice of pizza as a form of ID.
God, how's a pizza a form of ID? Please tell me how it's a form of ID. A pizza from Little Caesars or Pizza Hut. How's a pepperoni or a supreme or a veggie your form of identification?
Oh, no, I guess she was on that night train.
F-U-I.
Yeah, that's some, dude, really? That was some night train. That was that Mad Dog 2020. Dude. Man, what you got?
Well, Florida man arrested for killing man by cutting off his genitals over looking at his wife.
He cut off his genitals overlooking his wife.
Yeah, looking at his wife, yep.
But yeah, you ain't gonna never get it.
Put that man in a pine box overlooking. He wasn't touching, he was looking. And he got put in a pine box over.
That is the absolute worst. Man, dude. Well. That's all I got for
you. That's pretty bad right there. That's pretty bad right there, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. That's pretty horrible. Those are all that I have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some more here on the list. I just pulled out off the pipeline. Here we go. Male prostitute arrested after cutting off Bronx man's penis, said he wanted to eat it because, quote, he wouldn't return the favor on the deal.
What? Like, oh, wow. That is abstract. All right, man. I don't even know what to say about that one, Chief.
Okay,
it is
let's
rare.
Try
it,
this.
You know what? It's rare that I'm left speechless, but that took the hat. Like, that did the trick right there. That was a straw that broke, the camel's back.
This might get you and bring you up a little bit. Florida man in naked Christmas gear, whatever the hell that is, naked Christmas gear, arrested after crashing a stolen Jeep into cop car and going into Checkers pretending to work.
First of all, what is naked Christmas gear? Is it like a Santa Claus hat and that's it?
Exactly.
Or is it some elf ears and that's it? Or is it a Rudolph red nose and that's it? Maybe it's a sack full of presents and that's it. Like, what is that?
Exactly.
Dude. And then he went to the check. After all, he went to the Checkers and pretended to work.
Yes.
Right. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, man. that one, yeah, that got me sick right there, dude. I mean.
Well, here you go. Arkansas man arrested for public intoxication after hitting Kmart customers with a shovel because, quote, they were after his bounty, which was the merch.
What? Oh, God. See, that's why I don't go to the Walmart. Dude, for real. Wait a minute. Where was he at?
Kmart.
Kmart. Can't even go to the store no more without seeing the FURNX.
Exactly.
I mean, they're everywhere. No matter where you turn. Turn around in the bank, they're behind you. Looking over your damn shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Try to watch TV in peace, they come sit on the couch next to you. Ridiculous. Try to go to the store and do some shopping.
Taking a shovel to your dome.
See what I'm saying? You can't even go to Kmart and shop without running into an FUI. You can't go to the darn movie. You know what I'm saying? And sit there without your sit there and watch your movie without the popcorn, the drink, the weed smoke engulfing you. You know what I'm saying? And a whole bunch of mess. You know what I mean? There's always some FUI just trying to take your joy, man. I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? What's up with the shovel to the dome? Like, what's that about?
Exactly.
Dude, I don't know, man. Maybe our good buddy, you know who, can elaborate.
Exactly.
Maybe not. Man, dude.
Well, you're gonna love this.
Oh, jeez.
Georgia man arrested after beating Jehovah's Witnesses down with a trash can and broom and spraying wall spray and gang on them after trying to witness to him after he got out of the shower at his apartment.
Okay. Right on. Okay. Please be advised, you all out there. You know, I know we're on the radio. And I know there's going to be sometimes in between the reading of some of these stories on the FUI report, you might hear something that they call in radio dead air. You understand? I want you to know that it's not that we, at the moment, really don't have anything to say. It's because sometimes after we read some of this madness, it's the shock of the story and what's happening in the story that leaves us absolutely speechless for maybe 5 seconds. You know,
exactly.
And we have to take an account and think about how we're going to address that certain story without going overboard. You understand? Or saying something we shouldn't be saying on the radio. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to get that out there. Because it seemed like today, after every story that you read, there was like a moment of silence.
Exactly.
Like the shock hit us so hard, like, dude, really, man, what? Who does that? Because that's what I'm thinking in my head as we read this stuff. Like,
me too.
You?
I'm right there with you.
Oh, yeah. Like, where do they get these people? Where do they do that at? And just flat out, who does that? You know what I mean? Who in the bloody hell sends us these emails? We don't know. We don't know. You know, all we do know, and all we do recognize, is that they're crazy. You understand? And that you can put your money on Texas Bank. They are insane. You understand? After we go to the break or whatever, come back and we're going to read these emails. I'm telling you, you guys are in for a treat.
Yeah, because that's after the break. It's coming up right here. Is that this is part one of the material.
Dude.
We're going to read your emails, then give you part two of the material. Because we have to address your emails, because Lord knows, brother, I have 400 emails in front of me right now. I'm still going through as we speak.
That's ridiculous.
I'm trying to find the best ones to even read. Because I have to find the best of the worst to read, pretty much. Well, some of this crap is coming in. I can't even read it.
Oh, Lord. Well,
Yeah.
I mean, these are on another level. I can't wait for y'all to see these ones. I can't wait for you to hear them.
You thought it was bad in September. It's worse than September.
Dude. That's
way worse.
This is incredible. This is incredible.
So,
man.
Folks, hang tight, hold tight. Hollywood and Boss next after the break.
Doing two.
Emails. Get ready.
Oh, Lord.
And if you don't
Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consultant, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathletics.com. Consulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWheel24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. Today we have them from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
Hello, I'm Dana Ford, head coach of the Tennessee State Tigers men's basketball team, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of the Rebound Foundation game that takes place February 16th at the Gentry Center at 8 p.m. Central and can be seen on ESPNU. The mission of the Rebound Foundation is to provide the necessary building blocks for women and children recovering from domestic violence. You can make a contribution without being at the game at pledgeit.org, TSU Rebound Challenge. To find out more information about the Rebound Foundation, visit www.thereboundfound.org. You can also follow us on social media at the handle The Rebound Foundation. Help the Tigers stand up against domestic violence by pledging to end it.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Fantasy football season is fast approaching, and if you're looking for an edge this season, you need to contact the guys at Draft Day Consultants. The concept is a simple. Draft Day Consultants takes your requests and connects you with one of their trusted analysts, who then guide you through your draft, whether you just need a sounding board on decisions, or if you need them to conduct your entire draft. Draft Day Consultants has you covered. Every one of their consultants has a proven track record of success, and have conducted hundreds, even thousands of mock drafts. Thanks to this year-round research and analysis, the guys at DDC have an unmatched understanding of player values. So gain an edge on your league mates this season by hitting up DraftDayConsultants.com. That's www.DraftDayConsultants.com. Now get after it, fantasy footballers.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. Today we have them from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.
Smith, FUIs from all over the country. But now, I'm trying to spotlight on you, the listener. We now read your listener emails. And the man who reads emails the best on this roster, the one and only, the four husband himself, Hollywood. Alec, bro, it's on you, man. What you know?
Just like I said in the last segment, I'm absolutely not only amazed, but I'm absolutely appalled that anybody would even send us such ridiculous. All right, man, I'm about to kick it off. For the fans, for our people out there, you did it. Now you're going to get it, okay? The emails from our fellow listeners and FUIs, I tell you. All right, here. Let's kick it off. We might as well, man. Here it goes. Okay. Listener email number one. Larry Endale.
Oh, God.
Did you hear that? Larry and Bill. Okay, man. I'm not sure if I could be an FUI. Well, I'm here to tell you you are. Before we even get into this email, I'm going to let you know just off your greeting, you're an FUI. There's no doubt about it. I don't have to even read the rest of the email. I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, you're an FUI.
Yes.
That's what you are. You understand? But just for the sake of what fans want to hear, I'm going to read the rest of his email. So check this out. Now, here we go, okay? I'm not sure if I can be an FUR or not. You are. I'm aware that you speak words on them. We do. Okay? And this is why. Europe at Toffee is an island.
What?
I say, Europe at Coffee is an island. Isaac issue is ledger of fish.
Oh, God.
Martina backside makes me whittle worm. What? Decide for me, speakers. Hamilton at Yosef.
Wow.
Well, Hamilton, my good friend and buddy, you don't have to waste your time on wondering if you're an FUI. You have just got the FUI badge of honor on that. How do you like yourself now? You're an FUI. There's no doubt about it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. Okay? Listener email number two. This guy's an idiot. Head fetch.
Oh, God.
Head fetch. Are you aware that the sky and sun is changing plays and swapping positions?
What?
Can you sustain to me why these items are decided to confide contusion at the time? When I look at numbers on my rolling device, the ad math don't match. I thought that CSUNS was football, baseball, basketball, baseball, and outside. Thanks, Calvin Simmons and Jackson. That's okay.
What do they even want? Is he referring to the time change, maybe?
Could be. See what I'm saying? It's like a secret code that you have. I don't know, man. This dude has. What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
I don't get it. Don't get it. But, you know, we're going to keep moving. We're going to move right along. We're going to move right along. Okay? Check this out. Email readers, amass me?
Wow.
Is there a school to work on a Saturday? What?
Wow.
Is there a school to work on a Saturday? Exam is tomorrow. No clue what to do. I ain't brain anymore, so I'm hard. What? Ant got the word. Big Mike at Justin's house. It's looking bleak. This is the... Oh, wow. Dude, are you kidding? What is a mass me?
What?
If I'm missing something.
What is amass me? I don't know what that means. Like, how do you, quote, amass something? You mean, like, gather something? We're not going to, quote, gather you, my man. Like, I don't get it.
Dude, like, is there a school to work on a Saturday?
You mean a library? A college? What are you referencing?
Oh, wow. I guess he has an exam tomorrow. Oh, man. I'm not even... Anyway. Oh, this is rich. Jericho Jerome and Eric Alex.
Wow.
Jericho Jerome. Right. Do you know what state I can begin a bingo circuit? What is a bingo circuit?
Exactly. Like, you mean a bingo circuit, potentially, I can get that. But I quote
circus. Ivy League bingo game, tough beat pro for Able. I'm not even going to try to figure that out. Eric, if novel move on, pay V Nini with car truck flux. Nick entry pre-Nirmava?
Jesus Christ.
This dude's name is Nick? Like, is he from another country? Like, what?
Terrible.
Oh! Dude, look. Oh! See? This is gonna be good right here. Check this out. This is gonna be good right here. See, because you remember, like, earlier in our conversation, I said it's very rare that we get an email that doesn't sound like absolute gibberish.
Exactly.
Well, thank our lucky stars, we actually have one here. It must be an early Christmas gift.
Good job.
You ready? Dude, look. I'm serious. Look. Boss in Hollywood.
Oh my God! We have the right names!
After what? 1, 2, 3 years?
Wow!
Right.
The right name! Good job already, whoever you are. Kudos to you, whoever you are.
What? And I'm in such a shock. I'm going to read that again. Okay? Boss in Hollywood. Ah, you understand? Brothers,
nice.
I had a horrible experience the other night. Did you understand that?
I did.
Like, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Well, all right. I was over. Oh, man. What? I was over at this chick house, and for disclosure purposes, the chick was larger, mass-wise, than I spoke to her. The chick was larger, mass-wise. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. The chick was larger, mass. She was larger, mass-wise, than most. Okay, so that means, you know, of course, she was a little bigger. Our plan was for us to involve ourselves in the adult activities. Okay, cool. All
right.
Problem is, due to her mental issues with her larger mass, the electricity must be off during activities. Okay. I go to engage her in activities, and I couldn't find the connection portal. I couldn't find the connection portal due to her larger mass. I felt awkward and nothing. It was a weird, awkward situation. Do you all have any advice on what to do going forward?
Turn on the damn lights.
You need to stop feeding her all them Twinkies. That's what you need to stop doing, apparently. Kick her on the ass and a whole box of brownies gonna fall out, man. Shoot. I mean, you know, I don't know. Not that there's anything wrong with larger women. You know what I'm saying? But it sounds like... But first, he said he was over at the chick house, and for disclosure purposes... Disclosure purposes.
That right there. What does that mean?
Right. You understand? Like, dude. He said she had mental issues. So because she had mental issues with her body, they had to turn the lights off? He said they had to turn all the electricity off. And then he said he couldn't find the connection portal. Due to her larger mass, I felt around and nothing.
Oh, God.
you know, I thought, I actually believe, you know, this guy's an F-U-R-T. You're all messed up.
We thought we had somebody doing it, but we don't.
You understand? I thought that maybe, you know, this would be a change, but, you know, it's okay. Okay, back to the same old, same old. Here we go. Ja Borg and Harold Ehlicke. Right, really?
Oh, God!
I think it's an FUI at my job. Yeah, it's you. You're the FUI. Man, dude, like, why do they want to keep setting themselves up like this? I don't understand, like, for what reason, you know, I mean, okay, anyway, I think it's an FUI at my job, okay, got it, this FUI comes to work sick as hell, and think it's showing dedication, not realizing it's putting coworkers in peril and in risk of getting sick. I hate this FUI, I'm constantly washing my hands, FUI has the same coughing, sneezing, hacking, and poor voice for 2 weeks. Two others have already went down. What should I do about this FUI? What's wrong with them? Dominique and unknown job. Well, you know, Dominique and unknown job, you need to stay your sick behind at home. That's what you need to do. Because I already realized that the FUI that you're talking about is Y-O-U. And what a messed up FUI you are for even sending us a stupid ass email.
Exactly.
Alright. Here we go. Southeast Oyster?
Oh, God.
See, man. This. Alright. I'm not sure what the game last night would do for my game. And then I'm just ready to get out of the O and play quality. And I quality works for I Kodo work? Kuko? With quality Q time, with a little bit of work with QA? What? The My Office? What in the heck? What is it? The My Office for the years, our owner of a game with the game studio and the radio game, and the radio this app has worked out. Thanks? Oh, Lord. Next.
Terrible.
Yeah, thank you, Ray at the Lions, Barry Reed, Redden.
What?
I don't even know what that is. Listener email. Email readers, I am email and I am perked to email you. Good to email fellow email people. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. My email eels as I get money at a time not on normal is some trying to scheme a schedule of money to acquire desire items for people around me I make. Can I be helped? Read me. So I'm not going to read you. You cannot be helped. You're an FUI. Fazzo at Louisville Quarters. Dude, I need to take a breather. Do you have any emails that you would like to, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Do you have anything for these people?
Oh, my goodness. I do. Woo-wee. Get up, boys. How I learn plays of football.
What?
Exactly. I am trying to speak football to my daughter, D-O-U-G-H-T-E-R, in my Y-knife. Y-knife. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Y knife, W-H-Y-N-I-F-E,
Naval Football Leagueu, L-E-E-G-A-U-H. What you know about that, Maurice, at T-High Barber Dojo?
High Barber Dojo.
Yeah.
What? What is that? Where they teach you how? They teach you karate and how to cut hair?
Exactly. What is that?
You know what? I can't wait till I press the replay on this show and I just listen to the absolute ridiculousness. Going to be, look, for you all on listening to us, you need to download this, because this is crazy. I mean, why? I don't understand why they said it.
Exactly.
I just don't. And then we have to read this crazy mess, man.
And then the industry wants to grade us down. We're having to work extra hard even put the show on by reading their crap.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to read this one right here. Check it out. Language. What?
What?
Language direction. I'm beating the brakes off my PO. She likes to be. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
When can I make that boss move to get me off papers? Educate me, Eddie and crew. Also, where's a job go for me? I want to work on show Sanchez in Texas.
Can't work here, Sanchez. Go to hell. We don't employ FUIs around here.
Unbelievable. You got another one there?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. This is going to be interesting. D-Bro and Affleck. Let that marinate real quick. D-Bro and Affleck? I remember you all from the Thick and Sexy days. What happened to that? You all was great. I missed the boom out of here, chick. The Thirst Commandments and the funny Monkey Joe guy. I've been following the show. I wish you come on more. Do that. Denisha in Memphis.
What?
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, so, God.
So you're referencing the Thick and Sexy days. Those were some good days after that. You miss our girl, Charlotte. That's what you're talking about, Char. The boom out.
All right.
The Thirst Commandments, those are funny too. And the funny Monkey Joe guy, that's my brother, lady.
Oh man.
What happened to it? We started doing radio. What happened to it? Facebook would ban Char. Facebook banned Char, so therefore, hey, we couldn't keep going, so we went to the radio thing. So that's what we're doing now. I'm glad you enjoyed that group.
It was great.
So that's what we got going. We got another one for you, brother.
Yep.
USB and ulcerated. Notepad app is great, but it doesn't even look good. Homie, though, my head needs to grow. grow would be for other living walking. Hungry is up on it. Decipher the melody. What you know? Oh my God, these idiots. What you know? Gold and
really?
Me. Golf me too. Steve, Sammy, and Dollar Tree.
Dude, wow. That's great.
Wow. These FUIs are out of control. Out of control. Yes, indeed. I tell you what, these FUIs are ridiculous. Uh-oh, here we go. This may be normal. Boss and Alec. Who is your favorite FUI or FUI story? What is your favorite email or emailer to the show? Tina at NBA Entertainment. All right, folks, we are back. Technical difficulties, but we are back. Sorry about that. We left off at the email of Boss and Alec. Who is your favorite FUI or FUI story? What is your favorite email or email to the show? That's from Tina at NBA Entertainment.
Man. Like, that's a hard question because we've read so many FUI stories, over the past few years. They were all bad. You know what I mean? They were all absolutely ridiculous at best. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. And the emails, forget about it. Like, we have pages upon pages of those emails. So it's really hard to, try to pick one, you know what I'm saying? Because there's actually plenty that were pretty bad. Like, we heard some real bad ones tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I can tell you one of the first FUI stories wasn't really even about a person. You remember, Boss?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the first FUI stories, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even about an individual. It's more like a FUA. Because it was a mess of animals. You know what I'm saying? One of the first stories that I told was about this mangy dog, you know, that would run around the neighborhood and our neighborhood, our block, and basically what the dog was infamous for was just pooping anywhere. Just mounds of poop. Just chilling, you know what I'm saying, on the lawn and everywhere else. And the dog looked like something. It looked like a dingo. It didn't even look like a dog. Like, the dog was dirty, mangy, jacked up. Oh, it was just the worst looking mutt that you've ever seen. And it wasn't like a little small dog. It was like a pretty big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of tall, you know what I mean? But it was so jacked up. Like, you couldn't really make out what kind of dog it really was. Because it was so mangy. Oh, God. It looked like a jackal. You know what I mean? But the jacked up part, the FUA part about this story is I knew the dog had been around, you know what I'm saying? Because it would just come around the neighborhood all the time and just, we try to chase it away because we just didn't even want to look at the thing. And we had been trying to call the pound on him, you know what I'm saying? Because we was just fed up. We're going outside and there's poop on the porch just anywhere, everywhere. You know what I mean? But one morning in particular when I was about to, I believe I was about to go to work, you know what I'm saying, or I was about to go somewhere, you know, I walk outside and I find that this dog has pooped on my tire. You understand? But the funny part about it was, is that he, the dog, pooped on the top, like the very top of my tire, like three scoops, like a perfect volcano mound on top of the tire of my truck. And I was, dude, like I was livid. You remember when I told that story? Like I was upset.
Yes, I do.
Like, I was like, this dog just took a dump on the top of my tire. How did he do that? Like, how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes a dog take a dump on top of a tire? How does a dog take a dump on top? And, like, my truck wasn't like a it wasn't a super itty-bitty, like one of those itty-bitty SUVs. You know what I'm saying? It was a fairly nice-sized SUV. So I was trying to figure out how the dog could reach his little hiney up there to take a dump on top of the tire. Ridiculous. But, yeah. That was the
first. I remember
that
story.
Yeah, that was a pretty legendary event that happened to me.
I think that was like late 2012.
Yeah. It was around the time that we had moved back to Louisiana from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Where we first started the show, I was living in Dallas. You know what I mean? And we moved. We had moved back to Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? So it was around that time. You know, and I was just like, dude, this is what I'm gonna have to put up with. What's next? Like, invasion of the chickens? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, bruh. It was like that. But, you know, there's no one email or FBI story that we can just pick, like, out of the thousands that we've probably read. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The thing about this, that was 2012. We're in the end of 16 now.
Yeah.
Look how many stories we've had come across our screens, how many emails we've had sent to us. It's hard to pinpoint one. But I will say the story from last year when the man stuck the mop up his woman's rectum to, quote, spice things up between the two.
What?
Remember that from last year when my man took that mop and stuck 11 inches of the mop up her rectum to spice things up?
Yeah. Oh, I needed that laugh.
Or the gas station putting in the rectum to warm it up, and the gas putting the gas pump in the girl rectum, right? And she actually bent down and let him do it. Like, for real?
Dude. That's crazy.
Those two stand out to me still. Those the ones that kind of just stand out to me. I would say still, my favorite moment was when we clowned Pipes that day.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. That was an amazing show.
I think that's still my favorite show of all the shows.
That was an amazing show, man. And look, for all y'all out there listening, if y'all missed that one, y'all missed something for real.
October 14th.
That show was crazy. Huh?
It's October 14th.
Right.
October 14th. So, yeah, that was one of our best shows. And I would say, besides our best of shows, which we run now a lot,
That show
is our highest rated show ever. It's the Pipe Show.
That was crazy. Like, we had sound bites in the whole 12. We dissected those sound bites, dude. It wasn't good. I'm telling you, man, like, it was not good. It was, wow. And we went super hard, like, it was no holds barred on that one.
And I remember we had emails coming in for us, against us.
Oh, yeah.
That's when stuff hit the fan. You know, you don't know when us and BBTR went straight to hell was back in 14.
Right.
We
did it. Right.
Because he got in his feelings and went to BTR, and they came out to start writing those stupid emails to us.
That's right.
After every show.
Right. That was crazy. Oh, man, that's something. Oh, the material was so funny. Dude. Because, I mean, I don't know. But you got to understand, if y'all would have heard what we heard when we listened to that song, Boss Man, see those emails? Dude, I was like, man, what in the bloody hell is this? I said, no, he's not
suits.
Trying to sit up there and rap with that shiny suit on.
Exactly.
Looking like a mystery mix now or later. I was like, dude, what?
Exactly.
He has on a shiny masterpiece suit, chilling. Oh, man. I was like, is this dude serious? Dude, don't quit your day job. Man. I mean, just don't do it. Dude. That was gross.
And then, back in the day, Tina, J.R. Smith made a report every week, believe it or not. I mean, I believe we did the show every week. He'll make it every week still. If we did the show
every
week.
Yeah. Easy.
I mean, he does something every week, whether he's on the court, off the court, to be on the report.
That dude right there. I don't know. I mean, a part of me wants to say he's kicking it off like that for the notoriety, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because Rodman had a gimmick, you know what I mean? But it's like he's pulling off these shenanigans. It's like he's pulling them off too naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like it's like right in your face, like when he was who was the cat? He was untying the shoe.
Yep, Greg Monroe, Dwight Howard, Sean Mary.
Man, how you gonna try to untie somebody's shoes, man, on a free throw line, chief? Like for real, man. Like who does that just to be doing? See what I'm saying?
remember when he got fined for telling ladies in the crowd that they can get the pipe? Remember he got fined for that?
Right.
Some ladies in the crowd that can get the pipe. Like who does that?
Dude, and that's why we had that. That's why we went through that whole thing with the get the pipe thing. Like we was going hard. We went super hard on the get the pipe thing for like 3 straight weeks.
Like,
that was crazy. I was like, dude, did he say get the pipe, dude?
Yes.
Like,
you don't cameras on you and mics around the court. You don't go tell the ladies, hey, you know you can get the pipe, right?
Just willy-nilly? Like, for real? Like, who? Come on, man. Like, who pulls that off?
So I would say I think J.R. Smith. I appreciate him because back in our early days, he kept us with material. He still does to this day.
Yeah.
You know, Wesley Pipes is kind of fly off the map. He ain't doing nothing right now, which is good. Musically, which is good. But J.R. Smith keeps in the news. So Tina. The show was just fun, Tina. I mean, like, it's good. It's like we're trying to help the FUIs out at the same time, but it's all good. But folks, I hope you enjoyed this special. We'll do it again down the road. My man Hollywood Ella got to get back to business. He's making his money out there. So, bro, before you go, tell people one more time what you got going in your life, man. So they can keep up with you, man.
Oh man, same old thing. Work, chilling. And eating. That's about it. Trying to get it.
No doubt. Well, folks, hope you enjoy the holiday special. Boston
Merry
Hollywood.
Christmas.
We out. Talk to you in 17, people.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.
Hello, I'm Dana Ford, head coach of the Tennessee State Tigers men's basketball team, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of the Rebound Foundation game that takes place February 16th at the Gentry Center at 8 p.m. Central and can be seen on ESPNU. The mission of the Rebound Foundation is to provide the necessary building blocks for women and children recovering from domestic violence. You can make a contribution without being at the game at pledgeit.org, TSU Rebound Challenge. To find out more information about the Rebound Foundation, visit www.thereboundfound.org. You can also follow us on social media at the handle The Rebound Foundation. Help the Tigers stand up against domestic violence by pledging to end it.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Fantasy football season is fast approaching, and if you're looking for an edge this season, you need to contact the guys at Draft Day Consultants. The concept is a simple. Draft Day Consultants takes your requests and connects you with one of their trusted analysts, who then guide you through your draft, whether you just need a sounding board on decisions, or if you need them to conduct your entire draft. Draft Day Consultants has you covered. Every one of their consultants has a proven track record of success, and have conducted hundreds, even thousands of mock drafts. Thanks to this year-round research and analysis, the guys at DDC have an unmatched understanding of player values. So gain an edge on your league mates this season by hitting up DraftDayConsultants.com. That's www.DraftDayConsultants.com. Now get after it, fantasy footballers.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.